is poised to strike.
It's time for a look-in with everything Steelers with Pittsburgh's Post-Gazette Steelers beat writer Ed Bouchette. Sponsored by Wright GMC in Wexford and Mount Lebanon Office Equipment. Keeping you up to date on everything Steelers. 93.7 The Fan.
Jeff has had, of course, a distinguished career here. He's had a lot of individual success and contributed to our success as a team. But at this juncture, we thought it was appropriate for us to make a change on our football team at that position.
Nice. Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Vinny and Cook Show. It's a Tuesday. News coming down just about an hour ago that the Steelers have released a 9-year veteran kicker, Jeff Reed. I guess Ed Bouchette from the Post-Gazette. You don't mess with the groundskeeper in Steelerland, do you?
No, I guess you don't, Vinny. I tried to lure Mike Tomlin into talking about if anything off the field had anything to do with it, he would not go in that direction. But I'm sure those words by Jeff Reed and some of his actions helped contribute to his demise as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
And I'm a little surprised by this. I when they said they were going to bring guys in, I think sometimes you challenge a guy, maybe you shake him up a little bit and say you're not maybe as indispensable as you think you are. If you don't get your act together, we'll replace you. But to actually do it at this point of the season with a guy who's been out on the street all year, I don't think I like this. Do you?
No, I don't, Ron. I'm with you on that. I thought they were just going to fire one over his bow by bringing in a kicker or two today and, send him a message. But, they pulled the trigger. And to me, they had to have decided that he was going downhill, that mentally this latest outburst, that he just is not in a good spot. And when a kicker's not in a good spot mentally, they had to have felt it's time for a change. But my only problem, and I heard you talk about it this morning, it's the same way I feel. You better make sure the guy you bring in is at least as good, because this guy's kicked at Heinz Field. He's kicked in the AFC North. He's kicked under some terrible conditions. Swisham kicked in Dallas last year.
Well, not to mention the fact that if I'm not mistaken, the guy's right down the road who you're going to see the 12th of December, probably would put I don't know if they want to pay him the $1.5 million that he'd get if they signed him, but I'm sure they're on the phone right now with his agent saying, come on in and hang out with us for a while and see if he can kick here in Cincinnati.
You know, Vinny, you don't have to pay him that much. If he clears waivers, you can cut a deal with him. The Steelers are all already on the dole for that money that they have to pay him. So you could sign him to a minimum contract. Not only the Cincinnati Bengals, maybe the New York Jets would like to take a look as well.
Yeah.
How about the New England Patriots? They just brought in Shane Graham last week.
Yeah, people forget he missed an extra point, Ron.
Absolutely. Hey, Ed, go ahead. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, I just, coaches forever have found some easy pickings. When they get in a state like this, to pick on their kicker. Now, Jeff Reed gave them, made it easy for Mike Tomlin, but even Bill Cowher would constantly kick on his picker. I got that good. Kick on his kicker. Or kick on his
kicker. I had an uncle that got killed for that.
But you can ask Josh about that. And, it's easy to do. Maybe he wants to send the entire team a message. But if you're going to start cutting guys because of poor performance, as Chuck Knoll said, stopping it would be the problem right now.
We're talking to Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the PG, here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Ed, are we letting this get in the way, this Jeff Reed thing? We've been talking about it all day. They got other issues that were exposed the other night. I thought the offense was terrible for three quarters, and obviously the defense, specifically the pass defense against Tom Brady. Are we being blinded by Jeff Reed here and maybe not looking deeper at some maybe even bigger issues?
You know, Ron, that may be another unintended benefit to Mike Tomlin for cutting Jeff Reed. He's the lightning rod deflecting, saving the house from all the other attention. You just mentioned the offense. I mean, you could start with the line. You could go to the running game, go to the quarterback, the receivers. They dropped two passes in the end zone. I don't know if they're working on any receivers today, but maybe they should. The defense stunk. I'm trying to think of who didn't. I mean, special teams, another knucklehead running out of bounds and then coming in and downing the ball. I mean, everything that you've seen bad happen against the Patriots in the past popped up again. Now, one thing. Last week at this time, everybody in Boston was probably talking about the same stuff about their Patriots after losing by 20 to Cleveland.
And I want to go back to Jeff Reed for a second. I mean, I was part of something similar to this a few years ago where a kicker had had a couple of bad games, a guy that was usually reliable. Guys in the locker room kind of rallied around him. They sent him the message, hey, we're behind you. He pulled out of it. Any feeling on your thoughts of how the rest of the team reacted to Reed? Were they with him? Were they against him? I mean, did that maybe figure into this as well?
You know what, Vinny? I never got the feeling that any warm and cuddly feeling toward Jeff Reed in that locker room. And I never got any feeling that those guys didn't like him. Kickers are a breed apart. You know, even when Gary Anderson was here, he was a loner. You know, they stick together, the kicker, the long snapper, and the punter. They rarely socialize with anyone else. When Jeff Reed first got here, he was here, and then when Ben came in, they were kind of buddy-buddy, but that didn't stay very long or last very long. So, I never got the feeling that anybody in here was rushing to his defense.
Yeah, Ed Bouchette from the Post-Gazette with us, of course, brought to you by Wright GMC in Wexford and Mount Lebanon Office Equipment.
Ed, nobody wants to hear excuses, and I won't make it for them because it's the pros and you have to find a way to overcome. But are we seeing a team that might be just getting caught up with some injuries at this point? Everybody knew Aaron Smith was going to be a key loss, and I think that's starting to show. You had Kiesel out, Timmons went out the other night, the lineman, Hines Ward goes out. There's only so many injuries a team can take. And, again, I know nobody wants to hear that, but it has to be a factor.
Nobody wants to hear it, but you know what, Ron? We'll talk about it next year. That's just how it is. You know, this year some finally admitted how much they missed Troy Polamalu and Aaron Smith last year. Well, it's going to be the same thing, only they can't talk about it now. It's like for the very reason Jeff Reed shouldn't have talked about the turf at Heinz Field. You can't start making excuses. You can feel that way in your heart, but you got to go out and just, you know, keep playing because the season isn't going to stop. But yeah, they're hurt and they lost their two starting tackles. Their whole offensive line, except for Trey Essex, was a different offensive line from what they had last season. And you know, I still maintain they don't have a good running game. They have one running back. They really don't have a powerful number two enough to put him in there for stretches. And the wide receivers, they lost Antonio Holmes and never really replaced him. You know, Emmanuel Sanders has not stepped up to be Mike Wallace, which is what Antonio had last year. You know, that's a pretty good trio. Wallace came on so quickly, he really helped that receiving core. Nobody's done that. So it's like they've lost Antonio Holmes and not replaced him.
And just to rub their faces in it, Santonio for the last two games has been crucial for the Jets.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just on offense. Defense, Ron, as you well know, how much Aaron Smith means to that defense. You've now lost Brett Kiesel for, what, three of the last four, and one he was wounded, he couldn't even play. James Harrison, you can't tell me he was healthy the other night. And I'm wondering how much these fines are now neutering him and maybe has send a message to a lot of those guys, you know? I mean, if you're fined $100,000 sooner or later, what did Chuck Noll say? You hit a donkey in the head with a 2x4 enough times, he gets the message.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing I was thinking about is, you know, here's Harrison with the injury. You know, he's got the back problem, and now he's being told, well, you know, you can't hit guys as hard. You have to hit them a different way. I mean, how much pressure does that put on a guy like him? And then on top of it, he's going to tell, well, you really shouldn't talk about it on top of it because we don't want you to get in trouble with the league. I mean, how much pressure does that put on a guy like that to change his game, and how much of that did we see against New England?
And, Vinny, you take the fight out of a guy. I'm sorry. Sooner or later, you go, you know, you throw up your hands, you say, man, I'm being chokehold every time trying to rush the passer. They find me every time I hit the passer. And, you know, what's a guy to do? Troy Polamalu hasn't been the same. I'm sorry. He's just not the same. He's good. If his name was Joe Smith, we'd go, boy, that's a pretty good safety there. But Troy Polamalu has been better than pretty good in the past. And they're not getting that from him this year. He's now got an Achilles problem. Who knows where he's going to be this week. But, yeah, long answer. answer, Ron, to your short question. Injuries are catching up to them, but, you know, they cannot. They cannot. Talk about it. Nobody wants to hear it.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
Ed Bouchette with us from the Post Gazette here on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan's weekly visit with us.
Well, Ed, last year the Steelers were 6-2. They had some injuries. They came home. They played a rather crappy game against Cincinnati. They give up a kickoff return. They don't score a touchdown. They end up losing 5 in a row. This year, come home, injuries, play a really lousy game against New England. Do you have any fears that we could be headed down the same path watching this team this season?
I'll wait one more game, Ron, one more game. But if they lose to Oakland at home, you, me, Vinny, the guys in the morning, the guys in the Post-Gazette, the guys everywhere are going to be writing and saying, uh-oh, here comes 09 again. I wonder if Mike Tomlin's even going to come out and say they're going to unleash hell in December just to put the official stamp on it.
Well, it's, you know what? It's a horror movie that you hope doesn't have a sequel, but you can see how very easily at this point in time it could. And let's face it, they see a Raider team that's a lot better than the Raider team they saw last year.
Vinny, here's one thing, though. They beat Oakland, everybody's going to say the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, very true.
That's just the way it works. Changes pretty quickly in the NFL, doesn't it?
Right. It's just the way it works. But I do, you know, we were just talking about, they have a lot of areas that they have some problems in. But let's not forget, so do the other 31 teams.
Yep. Yep.
Nobody has strengths everywhere. And people who are more objective than we are, who see the forest and the trees, know that have said this team is among the best in the league.
They're still 6-3 in first place tie, right?
Yeah, not time to jump off any bridges yet, although I thought I saw some people teetering on them Sunday night.
All right, Ed, we want you to stay out of any Sheets bathrooms today, okay, because who knows who could be swinging in them things.
Yeah, well, he better calm it down. I mean, I don't expect him to be claimed because of his salary, but I think he'll be signed pretty quickly, and it would be Ron, I know you're hoping for this. It would be kind of neat if somebody who is on their schedule playing coming to Heinz Field would sign him.
Oh, like Cincinnati coming here.
It's going to be Cincinnati
in December, and hey, New England down the road, maybe. Who knows? Wouldn't that be fun to watch?
Oh man!
How about if he came in and kicked the game winner for the Bengals?
You just gave about 6 million Steeler fans like a rash. There's a rash going around right now.
Hey, that's the possibility when you make these kinds of moves. As someone pointed out, they did that with Rock Woodson too. Ed, I think it was you, Ron.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Ed, real quickly, I mean, any word on a fine for the guy that hit Hines Ward? Is that considered a legal hit? Have you heard anything?
Well, Hines gave his official okay to the hit, but
he also said it was helmet to helmet, though.
Yeah, but you can have a helmet to helmet hit. If you remember, James Harrison had one with the running back in
Cribs, right?
Josh Cribs,
running back in Cleveland, and it was under similar circumstances. Right. So, I don't expect him to get fined, but it's a little early. They only, when they come out with fines on Monday or Tuesday, it's because they want to make a big statement. Usually the players are informed on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, man. It's good to talk to you, man. Stay safe out there, all right?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Ed Bouchette, you can read his stuff, of course, on the PG Plus blog and in the paper at the Post Gazette.